In this lesson and the next lesson, we will learn about embedded questions. So first, let me explain what embedded questions are. Embedded questions are questions within another statement or question. So in English, sentences like, I don't know who's coming, or can you tell me what time it is, are embedded questions. So let's look at the first one. I don't know who's coming. We saw this in the dialogue. We have a full question, who's coming, embedded inside the statement. Now, how do you say I don't know who's coming in Japanese? That's what we're going to learn. In this lesson, we'll focus on embedded WH questions, and in lesson 15, we'll focus on embedded yes-no questions.
じゃあ、I don't know who is coming を最初に見ていきましょう。
So first, let's think of the WH question. It is?
誰が来る?
Who's coming? And then you add か to it. 誰が来るか? And then you put it inside the phrase, I don't know.
私はわからない。
So how do you insert 誰が来るか in that phrase?
私は誰が来るかわからない。
I don't know who's coming. So note that the verb that comes before か has to be in the informal form, 来る。Okay, let's look at another example. How do you say I don't know which is cheap in Japanese?
私はどれが安いかわからない。
So the WH question is どれが安い? And then we add か. And we put that question inside the sentence. 私はわからない。
That becomes 私はどれが安いかわからない。
So, did you notice where we put the question? Right in between, 私は I and わからない don't know. And remember, you don't always need to say 私は. It can sound unnatural if you use it too much. So let's practice some sentences without it. How do you say I don't know what time it is?
何時かわからない.
Let's use a different verb instead of the verb わからない. How about I'll ask who's coming?
誰が来るか聞く.
Or...誰が来るか尋ねる。
How about I'll check which is cheap?
どれが安いか調べる。
どうでしょうか?今回のお話はパーティーについてでしたが、もしパーティーをするなら、どこでパーティーがしたいですか?
スペイン料理が好きなので、
うん、
スペイン料理がある店がいいです。
いいですね。
はい。
いいですね。じゃあ僕がどこでスペイン料理が食べられるか調べますね。
Yay! So Yuichi says he'll look up a restaurant where we can have Spanish food.
お願いします。
楽しみです。